Greetings, Saints. This is Pastor Carrie D. Scott from Ministry of Encouragement, Maryland. Today we will be talking about faith. And I have a guest in the studio today, Pastor Kevin T. Scott of At My Father's Table. Let's get started. We're talking about faith today. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things unseen. We're talking about faith today. Without faith, do you know that no one can please God? Anyone who comes to God must follow that He is real and believe that He is real and that He rewards those who diligently want to find Him.
Wow, Pastor Scott, we're talking about faith and God. Come on with some more.
Well, again, like I said, this word faith is so awesome in the kingdom of God. Faith, again, is the absolute trust that we as believers must place in God. We place it in God's love, for He is there regardless of our circumstances. So we've got to have faith no matter what. Faith, based on our Creator, who is Christ Jesus. Faith requires us to understand and accept God's expectations from us, brought to us through what? His Son, Jesus. So again, faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things unseen.
Pastor, when you talk about faith and all hell is breaking loose, what am I to lean on? I don't see anything. I feel alone. I think I am alone, but you're encouraging me to wrap it around faith.
Absolutely. So the thing is that we so often want to look at things in the natural, but we as believers must come up higher and not be baby Christians, but be more mature in our belief in God. So we don't look at the natural circumstances or what it looks like in the natural, but we look at the fact that God is teaching us something. He's showing us that this is only a test to bring us to a new level.
The baby don't have milk, and I don't have any funds to get it. What am I to do then?
Have faith. Again, I'm not trying to be so spiritual that I can be no good here on earth, but just pray. If you just really humble yourself and pray to God and ask God to show you what it is that you're to do, He knows your needs. And He sees your needs, but He wants you to depend on Him. So pray. Ask God for direction, even in providing milk or food for your babies and children. God will provide. He'll show you who to call, or someone may just call you after you've prayed. We have to know that God is like a parent. Most of us who are fathers and mothers know that we have to be good parents, and God is that excellent parent that we have. So when our faith is strong in Him and we have faith in God's absolute love for us, He knows, like I said earlier, that we have a need. And God has an awesome way of bringing people into our lives that will help us to bring forth what He wants for us. And all it is that He wants is for us to be humble and surrendered to the fact that we have to allow our pride to go down and let the Spirit of God rise above that. And it may mean that I have to make a phone call or you have to make a phone call to let someone know that you have a need, to let someone know that you are hurting, because God probably, more than likely, will have already touched that person before you even make that phone call. So again, pray, ask God for His guidance. He will put someone on your heart that you were to call. And if you do that, watch God work.
So we have to also pivot to the Holy Spirit communicating with us, because that is what was left to have that feeling, that what's in your bosom to say, okay, let me call sister so-and-so or brother so-and-so or mother or father, whomever it is, allowing God to lead you, because we want to make these Bible studies practical, not like you said earlier, so heavenly minded that we are no earthly good. We're not believing in fairy tales. We are believing in the Word of God and how He can orchestrate any kind of healing whatsoever. We're going to take a little sound bite right now, but we'll be right back at you. KingScottRadioTV.com.
Trust that God will hear your prayers and respond according to what He knows is best. Again, we need to stop sometimes and just be still and hear God, not just rattling off what I want, what I need, but to be able to talk to God and then to be silent and be still before Him, trusting that He is going to respond the way that He needs to. Again, another part of this is to listen and watch for ways that God may be responding and speaking to you. It may not come in that bold voice that just tells you verbatim what it is that you're to do, but He will have you just making steps and making progress and moving forward in the things that He's telling you. And He will work it out in His time frame, not yours. It's always about God's perfect timing. And it may not come in the exact way that you're expecting it to. So again, being still and silent before God is key.
That perfect timing, Pastor Scott, makes me nervous sometimes. Sometimes the anguish, the anticipation, the, you know, Willie, does He hear me? How can I continue to assure myself, to have that confidence, to know that things are going to work out? I know the Bible says all things work together for good, but it's that thing in the middle, that time frame that I just don't know. And as a baby Christian coming in, an experienced Christian going out, you still have that underlying fear. Is it going to work out? That's keeping it real in reality.
That is real. But at the same time, if I may encourage someone, those times when it seems like you're waiting and you don't know what's going to happen, you're just unsure about some things, just say simply, Lord, I trust You. I trust You. Anytime doubt comes up, Lord, I trust You. I'm going to wait on You. Again, when you do that, He'll give you the peace that surpasses any circumstance that you may be facing at the moment. God's timing is perfect.
I like to note that at this stage of my life, it has worked out. I'm amazed. I wonder, how did I get here? And I look back over the years. I remember when this radio station was started, I had $6 in my bank account. And now as you look around, you can see that KingScottRadioTV.com has been blessed. It has worked out. But when I was looking at that $6, Pastor Scott, I was like, how you gonna do this? How is this going to develop to what you said would come to fruition? And many Christians get caught into that fear. And we know fear is of Satan. That's where it comes from. That's his origins. And he scares us, literally scares us, that you only have $6. That won't even get you a good happy meal.
We know that the enemy is always at our ear, trying to ride our backs, but we cannot give him any more credit than he deserved, which is nothing. And so when those thoughts come to your mind, and when those things are troubling you and you can't see in the natural what God is doing in the spiritual realm, again, Lord, I trust You. See, when we talk about faith, Pastor Scott, it encourages us to place God in the center and forefront of our lives. And when we do that, then living this thing out, despite what it looks like, despite what it feels like, becomes easier and easier as we continue to do that. And that builds our faith up even stronger.
You know, Pastor, some wonderful things are happening both at Ministry of Encouragement. And I want to touch on them because it's connected to faith. I mean, we didn't see some things that we saw in September, and here we are in December. We see something totally different because God came through and we stayed busy at what we was doing, no matter how it looked, how it felt, the nervousness, all of that. Can you give us an update on what things have been going on in accordance to the message today of faith?
Yes. Thank you for bringing that up, Pastor Scott. Absolutely. I have definitely, as pastor of Ministry of Encouragement, been on a faith walk like never before. We found ourselves faced with not having a building to worship in. I have to just elaborate a little bit because during the pandemic and the time after that, God placed in all of us and was speaking to us so boldly, and I know he was speaking to me, about the fact that we are the church. We are the center, and as we make Christ our center, we are the center where God speaks to us.
But you're talking about faith.
I am talking about faith. And the thing is that he did not want us to be distracted by what it looked like and what it didn't look like and what it did not appear to be versus what he was doing.
Did you use your faith?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And so during that time of the pandemic, God was teaching us to look to him and only to him, no matter what else was going on around us. And I think that that was just something that encouraged me so much in my walk during that time. So we come out and we think that things are going to go back to the way they were. And God is like, no, it can never be the same. It can never be that God has not taken us through something to bring us to a deeper level in him.
Did you feel doubt?
At points, I did feel doubt. And that's why I'm speaking to you from what I know, listeners, saints that are out there. When the enemy comes and speaks to you about what it looks like or what it's not going to be, you have to say, but Lord, I trust you.
Did you cry sometimes?
Oh, yes. The tears will fall. But that is okay, because I just believe that tears are cleansing. And they help us to just release some things and then allow us to release some things to God. And he will come through. After you dry those tears, he will have you just going forth on what he's telling you to do. So again, here we come in 2022. We did not have a building to worship in. Not anything that we did in and of ourselves. But because the forces of this world were working and we found ourselves without a place to worship in, we had to clear the place out, and we were just almost feeling like the Israelites.
Was all the bills paid? Did you meet all of your obligations? Did God fail you in any capacity to withhold your end of the agreement you made?
No, not at all. Everything was done according to what we could do. Everything was paid up. Everything was satisfied. We were doing things in upright decency and order. But at the same time, I just believe that God never closes one door if he's not going to open up another one.
Say it again.
He will not close a door without opening up another. So even though we were not sure where we were going to be or what we were going to be doing, we still had to maintain that we have faith in God.
But you're talking about faith.
Faith. Faith. That thing that doesn't, that we cannot see. We don't know what the end is going to look like. We don't know where we're going to be, what it's going to be like, but we have faith that God will make a way. And here we are, and God has made a way. He has made a way.
Well, some of the other developments that took place at my father's table, we are continuing to develop more of our outreach program to be of service to the community, because we don't want to hide our gifts and talents. Other professionals are helping us get there. We didn't get there by ourselves. He sent in the team.
Yes,
to give us some stability. Some things had to be moved that I couldn't lift, but people came and lift them for us. Yes. And got it in here. And now we're talking to you about faith.
Faith. Again, faith. You cannot please God without faith, like I said earlier. We saints have to remember to draw near to God with a sincere heart and with a full assurance that faith brings us to, having our hearts sprinkled and cleansed from the guilty conscience that the enemy would try to put upon us.
We're going to play a little bit more music. We're listening to the love of Will Downing talking about Noel.
The first Noel. The first Noel.
And by the way, Will Downing is a Christian man. Pastor, let's get started again.
All right. Yes. By faith, we know that God is pleased with us. By faith, we understand that the universe was formed at God's command, so that what is seen was not made out of what was visible. By faith, Abel brought God a better offering than Cain did. And by faith, he was commended as being righteous when God spoke well of his offerings. And by faith, Abel still speaks, even though he is dead. By faith, Enoch was taken from this life so that he did not experience death.
Was that the guy that they rocked? That was Stephen.
Mm-hmm.
And he was telling the Pharisees off because they were so boastful and so had so much bravado, and they started throwing rocks at him, and God just took him straight up to heaven. It's only a few stories in the Bible about that. I don't think he felt a rock that hit him.
Mm-mm.
He just went straight up. And that, too, is faith. God always has your back. I like to think, Pastor, as I continue to train myself, that there's no situation that God can't affect. I have to exercise that faith that you are so carefully dictating to us in such a way that it's understandable in such a way that we can believe that no matter what, if the baby needs milk, the baby will get milk in that God's timing. He will work it out. We're talking about faith.
Yeah, we're talking about faith. And again, like I said, Enoch, he was taken from this life so that he did not even experience death. He couldn't be found because God had taken him away. But before Enoch was taken, he proclaimed that God is God. God was pleased because he had faith despite what it was he was faced with. And by faith, Abraham, when called to go to a place he would later receive as his inheritance, Even though he didn't know it was going to be his inheritance, he obeyed and went. Abraham, a man of faith. Then we talk about Sarah, old in age, well beyond childbearing age, but by faith, she conceived.
So there's a level of obedience. You can't just do what you want to do. Your flesh, that's what I'm talking about, is wicked by nature. It will do foul things. You can't lean to that versus leaning to faith. So you can't ask God, make requests, ask for favors, and then expect for him to help you, and you're living a wicked life. And you know what that wicked life is. It may be attached to a cigarette, drugs, alcohol, whatever is wicked, is wicked. You know what it is. And that's not to say that we don't have challenges. But at the same time, you too are responsible for living an upright life to receive that faith and what it gives you back in your own obedience.
Again, faith. We're talking about faith today. So even if someone has an addiction or habit, have faith that God can do and take away those things which are causing addictive behaviors. Again, we're talking about faith. Faith encourages us to place God in the center and in the forefront of our lives, knowing that he can do anything but fail. We cannot continue to allow what we're trapped in the natural, be it addiction, alcohol, cigarettes, drugs, or whatever it may be, sinful natures, promiscuity, all of those things. But we not allow the trappings and the activities of this world to hold us from living a life that honors God. Faith, praying and believing that God is who he says he is, and he can do anything.
So this is no hocus pocus, and you're just saying it just to be saying it, or you have that click inside the church that's wicked. All of those things fall under that umbrella. It's not just drugs and alcohol. Sometimes it's your attitude. How are you treating your neighbor? How are you treating your sister in Christ, your brother in Christ? You shake his hand with one hand, but you have a knife in the other hand to stab him in the back. This is life. This is what happens here on earth. We're talking about faith, and it covers a multitude of things. Examine yourself to know that you're living the best life, not for you, for God. Because he too can use you to exercise that faith.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Praying, again, having that relationship with Christ like no other relationship. God, through his son Jesus, provided that for us so that we can be cleansed from having things that will cause us to have guilty consciences. So we want to be free of that. And again, that's again where faith comes in.
I know that how people can perceive us Christians. Oh, they want to be goody two shoes. They don't want to live. Suppose there's not really a God. All these things come up here on this realm. But you have to be responsible for getting in the Word, reading it. Don't get somewhere and try to willy-nilly and shoot from the hip, because you'll embarrass yourself, and that'll be on you. You study to show yourself approved. When you're talking to people, when you're exercising this faith, know what you're talking about. And please, whatever you do, don't try to give people a whole bunch of scriptures to follow, because you'll lose them. Take them where they are. right where their mindset is and help them grow into what maybe you are, because we are supposed to be examples. We're talking about faith, not the hocus pocus, unbelief, shucking and jiving. No, we're talking about the word of God. Take it seriously. Your life depends on it.
The first Noel. Yes. We thank you for being with us today. I just want to give you some closing thoughts as we close out, which kind of goes in line with what we've been talking about today, which is faith. The evidence of things hoped for. My. Faith. Proverbs 3:5 tells us that we are to trust in the Lord with all of our hearts and lean not on our own understanding. We are to acknowledge him in all of our ways, and he will direct our paths. That's faith. Following him, even though we don't know where exactly we are going, but knowing that God knows the ins and outs and leads us where he needs us to go. I am Pastor Carrie D. Scott from Ministry of Encouragement, Maryland, and I am here along with my co-host, Pastor Kevin T. Scott of At My Father's Table. We thank you for being with us today as we talk about faith and exercising our faith in God. KingScottRadioTV.com.